WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Welcome back, Pamela.
Good morning, Jamie. Before we start, we'd like to thank our sponsors and wish them and our listeners a very happy new year. A big thank you to the Carter Family Charitable Trust for their generous support of the season. And this week, we'd like to thank Sonia and Carl Feidelberg.
Well, here we are in January.
And you know, Jamie, there are many famous composers born in January, including my favorite.
Let me guess. Beethoven, Vivaldi,
Mozart. And this week I was in New York and I got to hear his fairy tale opera, The Magic Flute, on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera.
Wow.
Jamie, this was so much fun that I thought we could tell our listeners the story. Today we'll present the first half and next week the second half.
Terrific. Let's go.
So we are going to hear the same version that I saw on stage. This was made especially for young audiences and sung in English. So we're going to start with the orchestra playing chords in group of threes. Three is a mystical number, and there are many groups of three in the Magic Flute. Then we hear Tamino, who is a prince. He's running away from a huge monster who's pursuing him in the forest. Three ladies, see, another three already, who have magical powers, slay the monster as Tamino faints. The three ladies then come down to look at the stranger, Tamino, and are taken by his strength and his handsomeness. Then they go off to tell the queen about this newcomer to their kingdom.
Okay, let's listen.
I want to stay with you. I plan to stay with you. I ought to stay with you. I plan to stay with you.
Wakes up and sees Papageno. Papageno is a man who lives in the forest and catches birds. He plays a fun little pan flute that has 5 notes. Here, he sings a fun song about his life and how he wishes he had a girlfriend to spend his days with.
Where am I? Am I still alive? Someone's killed the serpent. What's that song?
My snares are laid, my sights are set. I whistle them into my net. My life's my own, so bright and free, where all the birds belong to me. If only there were traps for girls, I'd catch a dozen by their tails. I'm Papageno, that's my name. I'm catching birds, so that's my game. And when I get them nice and plump, I'll trade them for a sugar lump. And give it to my favorite one, and woo her till her heart is won. so snuggled in my nest with lions and giraffes to a lullaby.
Papageno and the prince meet. The prince wonders who killed the monster, and Papageno takes credit, even though he is very afraid of monsters. The three ladies come back and overhear Papageno lying to the prince. So, they put a lock on his mouth to teach him not to lie. They give the prince a picture of the queen's daughter, Pamina, who has been kidnapped. The prince immediately falls in love with her beauty, and he sings an aria about how he will find her and save her. The ladies explain that they killed the monster, not Papageno. Then the queen of this kingdom, who is the queen of the night, arrives.
You there! Tell me, friend, what are you? A bird?
No, a bird catcher. And what might you be?
Since you ask, I am a prince. My father is a king. He rules over many lands and peoples. Therefore, I am a prince.
Prince? Lands? People? Tell me, are there other lands beyond these mountains?
Hundreds.
Ooh, that sure would be good for business.
And tell me, what is your business?
I catch pretty birds for the Star Shimmering Queen.
Star Shimmering Queen?
And every day they give me food and drink.
Have you ever seen her?
Seen her? Seen the Star Shimmering Queen? What mere mortal can claim to have seen her? Why is he looking at me like that? Back off! I have the strength of a giant!
The strength of a giant? So it was you who killed the serpent and saved me?
Serpent? No! Is he dead? Or alive?
Dead? But tell me, how did you slay the serpent?
Oh, well, I did. Oh. Take a look at these hands.
You strangled it.
Strangled it!
Papageno!
That's for me. Here, lovely ladies, I brought you my birds.
And in exchange, we give you this padlock, so you will never lie to strangers again.
Prince Tamino, it was we who saved you.
And we have come now to tell you that joy awaits you.
Here, our great queen sends you this, a portrait of her daughter, Pamina. Farewell until we meet again.
Adieu, Monsieur Papageno.
Farewell.
This portrait's beauty I adore. A wonder never seen before. What is this?
Destiny has chosen you,
to undertake a quest to save the fair Parmina.
If this young man's courage, she said,
is equal to his tenderness,
then my daughter Parmina will be rescued.
Rescued? Parmina! I swear I shall rescue her! Come, ladies, away!
She comes! She comes! The queen!
The Queen of the Night is very powerful. She sings one of the most famous arias ever written. She tells the prince how her daughter was stolen from her by the evil Lord Zarastro and tells him he is the one who must go and save her. Get ready for some super high notes.
Grief and lamentation, my daughter. Holy smoke! The Queen of the Night is one mighty lady. What happens next?
Tamino decides that he must go save Pamina, and the three ladies tell Papageno that he will go with him. They take the lock off of Papageno's mouth, warning him never to lie again. Then they give Tamino a magic flute that will guide him when he's lost. And they give Papageno a box of magic bells for protection. Then three children who arrive. They're good spirits, who guide Tamino and Papageno on their way. So Papageno and Tamino say goodbye to the three ladies and head off to find Pamina in Zarastro's palace.
Can all of this be true? I swear on my honor to save the queen's daughter. I pray the gods don't deceive me. My foolish friend, all of him, be it silent, he wasn't a fool. Your fate is hard, and much I see, but there is nothing I can do. Your fate is hard, but much I see, but there is nothing I can do. Your fate is hard, that much I see, but there is nothing I can do.
The queen has heard your mouth of me, and reads a certain decree.
Am I put on ten little lad now?
Do not lie, your friend!
I get the point, I'll never lie.
This lecture warns me not to try.
This lecture warns me not to
try. Beside you, if you would follow me.
At Sarastro's palace, Pamina has managed to escape, but she is found by Monostatos, who is responsible for taking care of her. Unfortunately, he is a very bad man and wants to keep the beautiful Pamina for himself. Papageno has been separated from Tamino on their journey, and he climbs over a wall and lands in front of Monostatos. They both think the other one is the devil, as they have come from very different lands and look very different to one another. Monostatos runs away afraid of Papageno. Pamina wakes from her sleep and thanks Papageno for rescuing her. He tells her about the Prince Tamino, who is looking for her, and they run away.
She has escaped!
Pamina's escaped!
Oh, poor Pamina! No wonder she's fled. Our master mistreats her horribly.
You there, slaves!
Monostatos!
Fetch me chained!
Oh no, she's been caught!
The foul Monostatos will chain her up and have his way with her!
Oh, poor Pamina! I cannot bear it!
But there escape again!
How long must I endure this pain?
Submit, or you will die now! I'll force you to obey.
I'd rather that you slay me, but no mercy, my own.
Get out! Get out! Finally, we're alone.
Ah, shit! Get out!
Where am I now? Where can this be? Ah, someone is in there. I'll take a chance and see. Oh, wondrous maiden fair, as pale and pure as moonlight. Oh, it is the devil, sure enough. It is the devil, sure. Enough! Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me! Don't look at me! Don't look at me!
Who are you? You've saved me!
I'm Papageno! And yes, I did all by myself. Just take a look at these. Never mind. You look an awful lot like the girl in this picture. Let's see. Dark hair. Check. Dark hair. Brown eyes. Check. Brown eyes. Red lips. Very red. Everything fits.
May I? Mm-hmm. Yes, this is my portrait. Where did you get it?
Oh, that's a complicated business. You see, I catch birds for the Queen of the Night.
Oh, my mother?
And today, when I was delivering a cageful, I met someone who introduced himself as a prince.
A prince?
This prince so impressed your mother that she gave him the portrait and commanded him to rescue you. He obeyed at once. Because he had fallen in love with you.
Fallen in love?
Oh, and then these three boys on a giant perch.
Did you just say love?
Well, we got separated along the way.
Pamina!
Oh, we gotta get out of here. Let's go find the prince.
What if this is a trap? You're not an evil spirit, are you?
Me? An evil spirit? No, 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 no. I'm the best spirit in the world. Come on, let's go.
But tell me more of the prince.
Tamino is being guided by the three boy spirits who lead him to the door of Zoroastro's temple. He meets the high priest at the door of the temple and tells him he is there to conquer the evil Zoroastro. In speaking with the high priest, he learns that Zoroastro believes in goodness and truth, and that it is the Queen of the Night who is evil and who has deceived Tamino. He sings of his love for Pamina and asks if she's even alive. The priests from inside the temple walls hear Tamino and tell him that she is indeed alive. He's ecstatic with joy and plays his magic flute. The wild animals come out of the forest and dance to his playing. He hears Papageno's pan flute and rushes off to find him.
From her deceit, you mean that I must join Sarastro?
You'll never find the truth you see.
Well, you see, I have sworn to save her. How will I ever find Pamina?
Unless you join the Brotherhood, you will not find the love you seek. Oh, endless night, my heart is aching. When will I find the love that's waiting?
Soon, soon, whatever soul they say, mysterious.
mysterious voice has answered me. Is my love alive, alive, I thank you from my heart. If only I could find the phrases, Almighty God, to sing your praises. This song comes from a heart in love, in love. Let it soar, soar.
Sound. Perhaps it means Papina's found. Perhaps Papina's by his side.
My goodness, this is such an amazing story with such gorgeous music. What is Papageno doing right now?
Well, Jamie, he and Pamina are trying to escape, but they're caught by the evil Monostatos. Luckily, Papageno takes out his magic bells and charms Monostatos and his men, who dance away. Sarastro comes in with all of his people, who hail his goodness. Pamina apologizes for trying to escape, but states that she's afraid of Monostatos. Sarastro punishes the evil Monostatos and forgives Pamina, stating that he will set her free. Tamino is brought in, and for the first time, Pamina and Tamino see each other. Papageno has also been found and brought into the temple. Sarastro sees Tamino's noble character and explains to him that in order to join his temple and be on the side of goodness, he must pass several tests. The chorus ends this first act.
Tiptoe, tiptoe, hold your breath. If we see, it is safe and death. We must fight Tamino, so if they catch us, if they catch us, we are doomed. We
must find Paul Innocent.
If they catch us, if we catch us, if our pets and if we catch them, they are doomed. So, if you but could escape, I will have you both in batters. You will learn to heed your batters, heed your batters, heed your batters. You intend to betray. I will teach you to obey. Now you slaves, break chains and rope.
If we try, then we may win. Come, my time to begin. Let your bells start ringing. Let them hear your ting-a-linging.
I feel like I'm dancing. Is this night or day? I'm whirling, I'm swirling, I'm spinning away. La 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 la. I'm whirling, I'm swirling, I'm spinning away. La 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 la.
Such a muddy tongue, we our captives leave us. No one's come to any harm. Who would now believe us? Music, let's mend.
Music, let's mend.
Join in.
Thank you.
Again, thank you to the Carter Family Charitable Trust and to Sonia and Carl Feidelberg. Hope you enjoyed this and see you next week.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.